Hey, everybody. Welcome to TikTok, the podcast that we rate smut recommended by TikTok. My name's Karina.
I'm Killian.
And I'm Emily.
And this week we read Laces by Tempe.
Gambrielle. Everybody calm down. Is the stepdaughter of the abusive as fuck district attorney. One day, he goes too far and murders her sister, and she witnesses it. But the problem is, he has all of the power, and she has none. After she changes her story and everyone testifies against her, she's put into... What's this fucking place called? She's put into Hawthorne Asylum, where she meets Laces. Is he an asshole? Is he beautiful? Yes to both, I guess. He's an artist. He likes to draw butchered women that he knows in real life. He quickly does a drawing of Gambrielle after stealing her hair and gives it to her.
What a guy.
She gets the reputation of a snitch. He's also fucking the head nurse. I don't know. It's a mess. But his psychiatrist asks him to take her under his wing with the other legends, Reese, Thorne, and Varla. Will her time in Hawthorne get better? Will she hook up with Laces? Is this even real? Find out in Laces.
It is not real. No part of this is real.
Where do I even begin?
With the hottest scene.
They didn't do shit.
Because there weren't any hot scenes.
Yep. My hot scene rating was wet hot scenes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Big fat she blank. Says it was the first time I had seen him shirtless 96% of the way through the book.
That's rough, babe.
Yeah.
It's rough. We had a lot of not sex in this round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only two-thirds.
This was not a smut book.
No. And I had to invoke the naked fisherman rule. Because once again, she could not name her genitalia.
Yep.
And that was like,
she is, you are 19 years old,
so
girl.
So fucking awkward.
Your area, there's an ache in your area.
Your nether region. We're going to spoil the crap out of this book. So you should know that going in. If you want to read it based on our description, please be aware that our podcast is full of spoilers. If you've read the book, we would love to hear from you. Email us at dicktalkthepodcast@gmail.com or find us on Instagram or TikTok at dicktalkpod, DIKTOKPOD.
I would love to hear from other people who have read this book.
I absolutely would.
Or maybe other ones in the series?
This is the only one that's out.
Oh, really? I thought the other two boys were out. I thought there was a Reese and a Thorne one.
There is Lincoln that is coming out at the end of October, and then M'lady coming out in December. So I had three notes by the time I hit chapter one.
Okay.
The beginning of the author's note, she says that she contracted COVID twice while writing this. And I said, okay, so this is going to be great. And then there is a playlist.
Killian loves a playlist.
I love a playlist. And I said, okay, so this is going to be great. I listened to like three songs from the playlist before I tapped out. And they're actually probably the best songs on here. Praying by Kesha, Sweet But Psycho by Ava Max, and Lights by Ellie Goulding. So very...
on the nose.
2013-ish. Oh. But also, yes, extremely on the nose. Unbelievable. There's like some James Blunt in here, but it's not the song you know. There's Imagine Dragons, but it's not the song you know. There's a Lindsay Lohan song, and it probably is the song you know if you know any, Confessions of a Broken Heart.
That is too on the nose.
Yes, right? And then there's Desert Rose by Sting, which is a fucking jam of all time. And then, yeah, my third highlight is the, like, first word of the prologue, which is Gambrielle. And I just, Gambrielle?
I've never met a white girl named Gambrielle.
Not yet, at least. Mm-mm. After this book, I'm sure it's going to blow up.
Yeah,
it's going to be the next Jennifer.
The next Wendy after Peter Pan.
Oh, my God.
The next Arya.
The next Khaleesi. It's not even her fucking name.
other issues I had in the prologue. So the prologue is basically, I know this is going to be a long episode. I'm so sorry.
For such a short book.
Yeah, I think per capita, like, okay, this has 133 pages, and I don't know, I'm not going to count how many highlights I have, but it's definitely like the most.
At least 133.
Per capita. Yeah, like I'm pretty sure there is a highlight on almost every single page. But the prologue is basically just an online news article about Gambrielle, the district attorney's stepdaughter, getting sent to Hawthorne for her plea deal. Or not a plea deal, she wasn't pleading, but whatever. Her punishment for being a woman. And it has, like, a comment section. And
oh, my gosh.
Yep.
With the usernames, and the usernames are links. So I was like, what is this link? I click on it. It goes to the author's blog, which has no blog posts, but it does have autoplay music.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that
you took one for the team.
Yeah, was this a Killian trap?
It truly was. It had autoplay music that kept playing even when I closed the fucking tab.
Oh, no.
I had to force close my browser to get it to stop.
Did it have, like, a little mouse that was a like, picture?
Just a little with, cute like, little cursor. Yeah. It was, like, a shooting star. I wish. Oh, my God.
Let's talk about, I hadn't thought of this before, but Gambrielle getting put away for, like, what was decided to be a false testimony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you insane. That makes you have lied in the eyes of the court.
Yeah.
But I guess when your stepdad is the DA, he does what he wants.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But even if she had been accused of the murder, a false testimony still doesn't get you put in a insane asylum.
It does when it's convenient to the plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the answer to a lot of issues in this book.
I mean, they used to put women in asylums for reading novels. So, like, I know it's not then.
About.
But.
The time. Because, of course. Just like the soundtrack drove you nuts.
Yeah.
When the fuck is this drove me nuts?
Mm-hmm.
And I decided on 2011.
That is a good guess.
And I got there.
Yeah, tell us your reasoning.
Yes.
When they're on the bus to the mall, Varla was talking about the last time they went to the mall, which I'm assuming is a year ago.
And malls aren't dead yet in
right,
this world.
Right, right. That could be wrong. It could have been longer. But if it was a year ago, she said that it was right after the release of Back to December by Taylor Swift. And that came out in 2010. And so the next year would be 2011.
Right. Good sleuthing.
That is good sleuthing because I also was trying to place the time. And I thought about 2009 only because, again, in the prologue, we're still there. In the comment section, someone said R-O-T-F-L-M-A-O.
Yes.
And I do still see that once in a while.
Really? Okay, because I was going to say, like, I feel like Rafflemow and Rafflecopter and shit died. Lol and Lmao survived.
Yes.
That's what I placed at 2009-ish.
I mean, there were a few things to totally throw that. There were butterfly clips. One of the girls had butterfly clips in her hair.
Yeah, but
and
she
I
was like, quirky, so... I don't know. I feel like she could have just been like,
I'm hanging on to this.
Also, how are those not potential weapons in an insane asylum?
Right?
How are pencils not?
Right? Yeah.
Like,
he's just such a good artist. It's part of his package deal with the nurse.
God. So, we never find out why he's called Laces.
No.
In the book.
Maybe something to do with his initials being LC.
Oh, yeah, okay, Lincoln Castor.
That I was thinking maybe it had something to do with how they take your shoelaces.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. That's also part of my rating. My brain actually went to a really dark place. So they keep hinting about his ex-girlfriend, Lexi.
That he doesn't want to think about or talk about.
Right, and so I was wondering, like, oh, my God, did he, like, kill his ex-girlfriend with shoelaces or something?
I mean, odds are good he killed her.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the running theme with the boys.
God, it really is. They should definitely be in Hawthorne or some asylum. Actually, they should be
on level 3
and dead. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Was it Reese?
I was saying Reyes.
I was saying Reyes too.
Oh, Reyes, fine.
You're Mexican, girl, come on.
Who pushed his girlfriend to commit suicide?
I think that was Thorne.
Thorne? Yeah. Okay. That's another one, like, how did we get here?
Right. God, for real. I know that he's just a character in a book.
But he was a supermodel before. He's really hot.
Yeah, and
hot people
rich.
Don't get punished.
Yeah. Like, how did he not get punished more?
I'm kind of like, how do you get punished for somebody else committing suicide?
Well, that, but also he was just so extremely blasé about it. Mm-hmm. And, like, was straight up like, yeah, I pushed her to
no
suicide.
No remorse. She deserved it.
Also, yeah. Why fess to that?
I'm saying.
Because he didn't think he did anything wrong. She deserved it in his eyes.
Yeah.
And in Gambrielle's eyes a little bit, too. She's kind of confused about it.
Oh, my God. She needs to sort out her internalized misogyny.
For starters.
For starters. There was, like, one point where she was talking about some girls that hang around Laces because all girlies love him. And she calls them, like, the slut brigade.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't know them.
I always thought the first time I stripped it would be for a man.
Okay.
As she's undressing to go into the insane asylum, is like, this is what we're thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. First sentence of the first chapter, right out the gate.
Well, it got our attention, didn't it?
Yeah.
I did love when she ran down the hall and was like, she will not violate me.
I will be vindicated.
I do want to clarify that when I suggested this, it's the boys of Hawthorne Asylum, so I thought it was gay.
Yeah.
And her hair on the front, I was like, he's got long hair. He's a guy with long hair.
Oh,
we
no.
love to see it. I wish this was gay.
Yeah.
I mean, I always do, but...
Who do we ship?
No one. Everyone is fucking terrible. I drank the Haterade.
Yeah, I don't even ship any of them with their own hands.
Well, too bad, because that definitely happens.
Yep. Yeah, I ship them with therapy.
What color is Gambrielle's hair?
That's a great question.
Auburn sometimes?
Or is it blonde?
Or we don't know.
Oh, no, or is it brunette?
Yeah, actually, I have a note. Taking another bite of his apple, he chewed, watching in silence as I gave in to my urges and stroked a piece of her soft, curly brown hair. Not according to the cover.
Or the flashbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Because in one of the flashbacks, she has red hair.
Well, and I think when he cut it off, it was noted as being auburn.
And that's like red, right? Like, what noticeably.
Dark reddish brown, but like definitely in the red world.
Mm-hmm. Who fucking knows? Yeah, she's like bleach blonde on the cover. Also wearing white scrubs, even though they all got black scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't even try.
They didn't even do their research. Nobody wanted to read this book.
Come on.
Laces wants to.
Can we just talk about the writing style?
Sure, yeah.
It fucking sucked.
She had COVID, Killian.
Twice.
Yes, obviously.
Yeah, I would love to find out this author's birthday so that we can get her a proofreader. Happy birthday. Please learn how to use apostrophes. I don't know. I know that's really nitpicky, but...
It bothered me less. And like, I'm someone who notices and like gets annoyed by that stuff, but I think I was just so annoyed by the characters.
Oh, yeah.
That the grammar was like, well, that's just a little tiny cherry on top.
Yeah, and there were definitely times where she used real words, but it's like, oh, you almost had it. Like when Gambrielle takes her meds and gets all zombie and almost drowns
in her pancakes
somehow. She says, I stared up at the man who had rescued me from an almost certain death via asphyxiation by pancake.
Oh, no.
You're so close.
Oh, no.
And then there's another part.
A letter off.
Not even.
No. Oh.
And then there's another part where Laces is strangling a Nurse Klein.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like looking around for a sharp tool. And he's like, there aren't any knives at Hawthorne, which is too bad because I'm an impatient man. And I was like, you are.
Kind of.
But I have a feeling this pun was unintentional.
I think my favorite, what even is editing?
Oh, yes.
Line. So our dear little Laces is
talking about Nurse Klein. And he's talking to himself, calm down. It's over. You did her a justice.
What does you did her a justice mean?
You did her justice? Or you did her, comma, a Supreme Court justice.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
I probably could.
Let's go back to Gambrielle almost drowning in her pancakes, because I've thought a lot about that doctor that they talk about that we haven't seen.
The one who cuts his own orifice?
Yes.
Yes.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Perhaps I don't have any thoughts to articulate, but I have thought.
My main one is yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess since we never really saw any of that, I was like, so how are their methods unconventional? Like it says.
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward.
It seems pretty straightforward.
I guess except for like controversial. Nurse Klein fucking her patients.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a method. That's just corruption.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just like, I don't know. This kind of lines up with how I've seen other psych wards depicted.
Mm-hmm.
They have group therapy. It's dark and they have twisted. Like recreational therapy and.
Yeah.
And then like
traditional
drugged
therapy.
Drugged out of your mind. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem unconventional at all.
Yeah. Unconventional would be like actually good methods.
Yeah. Or like therapy by skydiving.
Oh, yeah. Like we're unconventional because we show our patients compassion.
And also skydiving.
And keep it at a comfortable temperature.
I like the psychiatrist.
Yeah, he seemed fine.
It was pretty bad judgment to have Laces be the one to, like, take Gambrielle under his wing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. But, no, I think he was trying.
Yeah.
Unlike most everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked that he said, someday I would like to see your work in a museum instead of a psych ward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, that's nice. That's a very nice thing, mm-hmm. an encouraging thing for a psychiatrist to say.
His first therapy session with Gambrielle, though, was pretty rough. Just jump right into your trauma.
Yeah, I did wonder if he was being paid off by her stepfather.
Yes, absolutely.
I
very much thought that too.
And given that the stepfather wants Gambrielle to commit suicide while there to mm-hmm. fund another wing, mm-hmm. seems likely that perhaps the
or
psychiatrist
at least
has been
be sent to that story of the asylum.
Mm-hmm.
So after Gambrielle snitches about Laces giving her a sketch of her dead with a sword sticking through her.
No one, not even Mr. Depp, could justify sketches like that and still maintain his sexiest man alive title. Ooh, that did not age well.
It didn't. And like this was written
or
during,
maybe
after
it
the
did.
Trial?
I mean, if this is the man we're attracted to, then Johnny Depp's right there.
Yeah.
He's complaining to his therapist that, you know, she didn't understand that it's a gift and the intention was good and whatever. And the therapist says, well, she didn't see it that way, I'm afraid. And Laces says, well, maybe she needs to clean the cum out of her eyes and take a second look. Like, whoa, dude.
Yeah. He jumps from 0 to 60 a lot.
Yeah. Whoa, teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Laces doesn't eat pussy. He yells that. I'm like, how is this our romance hero?
Dude, I have that highlighted because he was like, and the thing is, if she wanted, I would have eaten her pussy. And the therapist is like,
yeah,
well, what does that mean? And he's like, I don't eat pussy. And I wrote, DJ Khaled.
That's how you know it's love. So I have a quote that I think really sums up Lace's whole inner monologue. Men outside of Hawthorne would have thrown back a few shots, screwed a slut or two in a bar, and maybe took a picture of their erect cock and sent it to the enemy to give them a taste of what they were missing. Is this what guys think when they send dick pics? Because I have to wonder, what are they thinking?
Look at my dick.
I've heard they would love it if we sent them the equivalent. The
therefore. A vagina pic?
Yes. Therefore,
like up in?
I don't know, man.
Get one of those little laparoscopic cameras.
No, I do not mean vulva. I mean vagina. What do y'all think about an hour-long blowjob?
I feel like it would get wrinkled, like when you're in the bath for too long.
Already wrinkly.
Not when it's hard.
Wrinkleder. Yep. This is something Laces talks about the women loving. Yeah. And I have to say, no, my jaw does not.
There's got to be a lot of like spitting and transitioning into a hand job where you're just like, ugh, fuck, God, come on, man.
I actually have that passage about the hour-long blowjob highlighted because he's trying to make a deal with Nurse Klein. And she says, what do I get in return? I smirked. Me. I already have you, she cooed. I leaned against the counter and lowered my voice, in all caps, anal. I had performed anal a few times in my life, and the women loved it. It was usually reserved for special moments, like after getting a blowjob for a solid hour straight. But this one time, I was willing to make the sacrifice in exchange for getting shit-faced. Tit for tat. Like, thank you so much for your brave service, soldier. You would be willing to stick your dick in her butt. What a bullet you're taking. But, yeah. For some vodka. Thank you for your service.
I can't imagine. Like, I would, like, what disassociate from my body if I gave an hour-long blowjob and then that dick was stuck in my ass. I would have just been like, I have to leave this plane of existence.
Yeah, like, that's the reward? I don't buy it. I don't buy it that, like, the women are like, yes, that's what I want for sucking your dick in for an hour is for it to be in my butt. And he's just like, okay, well,
we know him giving oral isn't an option, so
yeah,
what else does he have to offer?
So very limiting.
It really is.
Also, I really wished the gray area for the agreement between Nurse Klein and Laces had been strung out longer, like we would wonder longer. Maybe just me, but every interaction between them after that conversation, I was like, is he? Did he agree to it? Is he trying to bang her and drive her insane? And then, like, two chapters later or whatever, he's like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, that answers that question.
But that shows his character development, that he wouldn't do that to her.
He just wants to bang her too much.
Normally he would.
No. It's funny to me, too, the little, like, ego trip that these boys are on. The legends.
Yeah.
It's just they have custom hoodies.
They have custom hoodies.
How did they get custom hoodies?
Yes.
Perks of banging the head nurse, I guess.
I guess. Also, you know those hoodies don't have drawstrings. Absolutely not.
They don't have laces.
Oh.
As you would say.
Boom, boom.
But it's just like, for 2 years, almost 3 years, we had lived like kings among the patients here. And now we were about to lose all our special privileges. Weekend alcohol parties in Thorne's room, cigarettes, a pussy to fuck whenever we needed a release. It all came with the package deal of being Nurse Klein's favorite. Like, is this really what you aspire to? You've been in this place for almost 3 years and...
Yeah, ooh, you're the kings of an insane asylum. Cool, dude. What?
There's bigger also, things in this life.
Well, not when you're a teenager,
not
I guess.
When you're a teenager. Yeah. You just want to have social media talk about you and how badass you
and drink and party and fuck.
Yeah. Right. I noticed that Laces says, on the outside, nobody cares who we are, but here we're kings and we're legends. And then I think it was Reyes says the opposite. Here we're nobody, but in the outer world, they know not to mess with us and we're powerful. Why do people care so much about these people? About asylum patients.
Yeah. No, realistically, they would have been forgotten about after a few months in
Absolutely.
There.
Like, there's infamy and people get their 15 minutes, but like...
But there's 15 minutes. It's not 3 years.
Yeah. And
well, we don't know the other guy's stories yet. Because I can see Thorne being equivalent to like the party monster guy.
If he was already famous.
I guess he was a model, so he was famous.
Yeah. Because it's a big deal when somebody who's famous.
Right, yeah. Like, if they were famous beforehand, I get that. We all knew when, like, Paris Hilton went to jail.
Yeah. Looking at you, Martha Stewart.
Right.
O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Mm-hmm. I've learned so much about the O.J. Simpson trial for
not,
a podcast.
Not now.
I know, not now. My favorite lack of editing was when it's movie night and they are watching Thorne's story about driving his girlfriend to suicide, but it's a news story and the anchor is standing outside a floral shop and it says murder at and floral shop.
Much to think about.
Much to think
That's
about.
That's what the place was called. It was called N Floral Shop.
Then it like, should have been capitalized.
Like ye old shoppy. There you go, and buy Christmas decorations year round.
N Floral Shoppy.
If we didn't say what movie night was, it's an initiation to the legends.
Which they do without even knowing her. It's just like, oh, there's a new girl. Let's initiate her.
Pretty much. I mean, once the psychiatrist asks, he's like,
I guess we gotta do it. She's a snitch. Like, wouldn't that make you not want to initiate her?
But then the other guys were just like, yeah, she's in.
Yeah, we took a vote. And we voted yes because Varlots sucked our dicks or whatever.
It's initiation into the legends. You have to get a bunch of recordings of your trial and show them to the other legends.
But it sounds like they already watched her trial.
Right, your trials and your Nancy Grace interviews.
Which also
they mention a couple times.
Laces comes in on her having a panic attack in the library.
About it!
Yeah, and doesn't put a stop to it. But then actually at the event, he's like, no.
We mustn't and we shan't.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
You could have stopped this.
Yeah, bro, you had hours notice.
Earlier.
He's just being Laces.
I'm just being Miley.
Why were they letting them give interviews outside the mall?
Right.
Yes.
And like, why are there a bunch of people there who care?
Yeah.
That's my whole
thing. Part of this. Yes. I couldn't figure out if Gambrielle was manipulating Laces the entire time or not.
No. I don't think so.
But
I don't
sometimes,
think she was clever
enough. So the first time that he comes into her room when she's there and she like grabs him and like cries and is like, help me.
Yeah, but like immediately after they're arguing.
Well,
so like they do it.
I think somebody else comes into the room and she's like, fine. That like fine. And I was like,
What are we doing here?
Yeah, I think she was at some points. Like, I don't think she was like, actually crazy and like bipolar, like however Tempe would portray that. Yeah, so I think she was manipulating him, but it didn't quite hit for me.
She's not smart enough, but he's so misogynistic.
Right.
I feel like it was working because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. He truly, truly was one of the worst characters ever put to page.
I mean, I don't get why he's a love interest for Gambrielle. Okay, he's hot, sure, but he's vile.
Yeah.
If her main enemy number one is this awful misogynist psychopath district attorney of a stepfather, she should recognize another awful person.
Yeah, but especially unfortunately, you'd kind of tend to fall into patterns with what you know.
Yeah.
And I think that is especially vile because he knows that she is...
Does he?
Well,
I really don't think... I think it's just bad writing.
I mean, she talks to him about her stepdad at one point. And, well, she, like, tells them all.
But not by name.
Well, not by name. Yeah,
he doesn't... but they would know from the videos.
Well, and it's a different name. Yeah.
That, it is a different, name.
Castor versus Evans.
And when the psychiatrist was talking about his father, because he's like, I'll call your father, was it the same name then? I meant to go back and look.
No.
A name wasn't mentioned.
It was.
It
but
was.
It was... something Castor.
Yeah.
So do we just want to go ahead and spoil the ending?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're all confused.
We promised
here.
We would.
Yeah. Turns out the last fucking page, the most infuriating cliffhanger, they are at the mall on their little trip and Gambrielle sees her stepdad and she's like, oh shit. And he's like, oh, we've been looking everywhere for you, son. And just like pushes right past her. Goes to Lincoln and he's like, Dad, what are you doing here? Yeah.
There he is, hearing what sounded like Nurse Klein's voice in the near distance. I glanced over my shoulder. Almost immediately, my body went numb when I finally saw who was following behind her. Joe, my stepfather. Oh my God, I whispered, grabbing my chest. I felt like I was about to have a heart attack. There you are, Joe proclaimed. We've been looking everywhere for you. I'll bet you have. Laces quickly scribbled his signature and, like me, looked in the direction of the noise. Oh, shit, he hissed. Joe had the biggest smile plastered across his heartless face. Lincoln, we've been looking everywhere for you, son.
End of book.
dun dun dun.
Yeah, she says like, dun, dun, dun. We could have made it work or something like that. Just like,
oh no. Yeah, what's a, my heart stopped as the bastard pushed past me and threw his arm over Lace's back. Dad, what are you doing here? Lace's voice was kind, but I sensed a hint of annoyance behind it. Could have made it work. To be continued.
It just ends right there. So my theory is that the father, stepfather are twins.
Oh.
Interesting.
I think I might be doing more work than Tempe did on this.
Maybe.
But that's what I'm going with.
That is a really good theory. So they'd only be cousins.
Step cousins. No related by blood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It would be fine, except for the fact that he's a vile, reprehensible person.
Yeah, they both fucking suck. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I did almost scream.
Yeah, that's a better theory than I have, which is I don't have any theory. I was just really hoping the second one would explain. The second one that was supposed to come
out
before,
like,
this recording.
If you're Laces, would you not know that your dad has a twin? Or would you not know that your dad is, like, moonlighting as a DA in Charlotte?
Or if you're Gambrielle, would you not be able to recognize your stepfather, who you've lived with for many years and who put you in here, against somebody else, even if they were twins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you live with twins, you can tell them apart.
Well, just, like, the father, like, that he would not acknowledge Gambrielle in any way after he was so awful to her.
Yeah, that was very weird. We don't know. We'll have to find out in Lincoln. Which, okay, so the first book is Laces, but his real name is Lincoln. So why is the second book also... I thought it was going to be a trilogy of the guys.
The
legends.
Me too.
The boys.
The boys.
Maybe it's a Fast and the Furious 10.
Fuck does that mean?
10 and 10 too, because they had to split it into two.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hunger Games did it too on the last movie.
Yeah. Harry Potter,
Yeah.
I mean, this did feel like it was just the first arc of a book, and it was very short, so perhaps the three books in total would really cover the whole story.
God, I cannot believe the third one is called M'lady.
Yeah.
Which is what he calls her, and it's disgusting.
Yep. That burned me up a bit too. I kept a tally. There were 5 m'ladies in the book.
Ooh. Oh,
5
Jesus Christ.
Unironic m'ladies.
Okay. Who's got a rating?
-47 out of 5, me fucking ladies.
I said, I wish I had laces to do what they prevent you from doing by taking your shoelaces at check-ins at psych wards.
Mm-hmm. I got nothing. I was mainly just confused. Did I like this? Was it a book? I don't know.
Wait, you can't answer the question of whether or not you liked it?
I found it compelling, honestly.
Oh.
And it did not pay off. But maybe it will?
It did evoke emotions in me, but it was just anger.
And confusion.
And confusion. And eye rolling.
I think that I was really willing to grasp onto the little lines that she would throw. Like, I was like, ooh, is she manipulating him? And then I was like, ooh, did he agree to Nurse Klein's deal? Ooh. And then I was like, oh, no. No, probably not. Oh, I guess not.
I think it could be a good book. Like, with that premise.
Give me a red pen.
With a lot of reworking, I think it could have been good.
Next week, we're reading Soul Eater, MM Fantasy Romance, Monstrous Book 1 by Lily Maine. TikTok stars Karina McGeehan, Julian Ross, and Emily Shirley. It's edited by Karina McGeehan, produced and bartended by Derek Adams, and recorded at Shadow Public Radio.